Hi.
So what trick-or-treat do you have for us today?
So my trick-or-treat is a movie that I really like, and I don't get scared easily during movies, but this one definitely had a creep factor for me that I appreciate, and that movie is Paranormal Activity.
Now, all of them or just the first one?
Just the first one.
Okay.
So I know I've seen, like, I think I've seen most of them. I think maybe there's one that I haven't. And, you know, sequels, I kind of have a thing with sequels. They can either be really good or they can be really bad. I don't necessarily think that they were like neutral. The second one was neutral. The third one, it's kind of like you're beating a dead horse. Maybe we should stop now. I don't know. There's only so much you can do to milk a franchise. But what I liked about the original Paranormal Activity was it's kind of like Blair Witch in the sense that it's like found footage.
Right.
So you don't have the typical like views that you would get from like a Hollywood movie. These are security cameras. These are like webcams. These are like handheld cams because I believe like the boyfriend of the main character is like a videographer. So it's, hey, let me try out this new thing. But then, you know, slowly as the movie goes on, all of these like weird things start happening and they start hearing noises and she starts sleepwalking and ending up outside. And at the very end of the movie, there's like this epic scene where she's just like standing there, like she's thrown her boyfriend around the room. And I guess, spoiler alert, she's just like standing there staring at the camera. And that's like fucking creepy. Like, I don't know what it is, but something about someone just standing and staring at a camera freaks me the fuck out, man. Now, granted, that's like the first Paranormal Activity, and I kind of just went through that in like 2 minutes, but the you know, the second one takes a vantage point of her sister and what's going on with her sister's family and that kind of stuff. And why is there a dent in my TV? That's terrifying.
Oh, is that real life or is that part of the...
No, that's real life. I just noticed that there's a dent in my...
I was going to say, I don't remember that part of the movie.
Sorry, I was distracted. Anyways, the second Paranormal Activity, it's like based off like the vantage point of the sister, which, you know, it's not bad, like I said. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It kind of like real-time correlates what's going on in the first one, and they have strange things happening in their house. They are like more well-to-do, this couple. They've got security cameras like everywhere, and they're catching like stuff happening with like the baby and the pool lights get turned on, all of that kind of crap. But then I think it's the third one, you know, it's not terrible, but it sets like kind of like the backstory. And the backstory is these two girls that are like the leads in the first and the second Paranormal Activity are little girls. And the backstory is their grandma is a witch.
I know it was a family member.
It was like, I want to say it was either their mom or their grandma. The house like burnt down. They had to live with a different family member. All of this crazy shit. And one night, all of these like things start happening, and the girls are, oh no, it's the mom's boyfriend. That's who it is. The mom's boyfriend is trying to like save the girls, I think, and their mom, because something weird is going on. And he's like running all around the grandma's house. And it turns out that like the grandma is a fucking witch, man. And they're all out in the garage, and they see him, and they start like chasing after him, and then they break his neck.
Yeah, it's like a coven. I think they're living in a coven or something.
Yeah, so I mean, props to that. I don't know. I don't really have much more to say, I guess.
I really liked actually all of the paranormal activities, and there's one after that one too.
Yeah,
there's that came out. Yeah, there's quite a few. I like all of them. Obviously, there's some that are better than the other ones, but they all are filled with jump scares because they all have moments of just everyday kind of slow, like,
yeah,
boring, getting to know the characters, and then really fast-paced things that are creepy. And I remember, I can't remember which paranormal activity, but it was one of the first one or two. But I remember the commercial for it when, like, the, not the Wii U, but I want to say, like, the PlayStation, the Move one, or the Kinetic one, that shot out all of those beads of light. If you turn off all the lights, and it shoots out those, like, green dotted, like, lasers, that I remember... in one of the movies, that there's like no one in the room, and they turn on like the PlayStation with the Kinetic thing on it, and there's a silhouette of like a figure standing there that the PlayStation picks up.
So I wanted to say I thought maybe it was the second one, but now that I think about it, I think that might have been the 6th one, Paranormal Activity, the Ghost Dimension, because that's, I think, when the dad is trying to, like, debunk what's going on.
I remember that being super creepy, and there's another movie that we review where, like, she can't see, it's like the invisible, the ghost is invisible and she's and coming at her, and she just is like throwing things at it and you can't see it, and then she throws a blanket, and then all of a sudden the blanket, like, it's kind of like the movie The Invisible Man. She throws a blanket on him, and then all of a sudden you see the figure.
Yeah.
And so that kind of stuck out to me because it was newer technology, and I remember, like, I think the PlayStation with that technology, or it might have been the Xbox, had just come out right when that movie was coming out. And so then I think everybody who got that gaming console probably went home and did that just to see if they could pick up like any like ghosts or figures in their house.
I know. Oh my gosh.
But I remember that sticking out to me. And then just in the first Paranormal Activity, when there would just be those scenes where she would be standing over, so Micah was the guy's name, like just standing over him for like hours.
Yeah. That there's just that. About like the standing and the staring. Mm-hmm. It's just so creepy. I don't know, maybe like, I don't know. Like we watch like YouTube videos and it's like weird security camera footage, and it's just like the people standing outside of other people's houses and their Ring cameras pick it up, or weird shit like that. It's just creepy. Like, you're up to no good, man.
Well, I don't know if it's a joke or not, but so like obviously on Facebook, because I'm old, somebody from our community like posted that they're just like, I found this on my Ring camera, and it was just a picture, and I don't know if you saw this, but a guy wearing like it looked like a mixture of a pig mask and like a horse mask, but it was like a really small snout of a horse, so it kind of looked like a pig snout but with like horse features as well. And the guy was just like staring. So it didn't ring the doorbell. And the person was like dressed in clothes, so not like a full on costume. It was just a mask. But it was kind of like he was just like picked up because it was a person detected, and just like looking in the Ring mask, like put the face up to the camera and then backed up and was just like staring and doing like the side to side. And that was like the video. And it was just like, look what I caught on my Ring camera. Does anybody know what this is about?
That's weird.
And the person never knocked and never rang the doorbell. And they just like walked away.
I have not seen that video, but that just sounds super creepy.
Yeah. I think the fact that they didn't like knock or ring is just like, because I feel like, oh, if they would have rang the doorbell and then like ran away, it's kind of like, okay, this is a prank. And then you're going to go back and look at the video and be like, ha ha ha. But it's almost that like, you know, they're kind of just, even if it is a prank, they're just kind of like maybe going up to everybody's Ring in a neighborhood maybe and just seeing if anyone pays attention.
That's creepy. It's kind of like the clowns from a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so we also had clowns just standing on the side of the road holding balloons.
Yeah.
But I think that was a promotion.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If you pull somebody at the wrong house, it's going to end very badly for you. So think twice before you decide to dress up in a weird mask and creeper outside someone's house.
Yeah, and that was the last month, so it was not October. Let alone, I don't even know, it was like the beginning of September. So, I mean, it wasn't even like a Halloween prank, really. And I love Halloween, so I'm not even willing to call that a Halloween prank.
No, I wouldn't call that a Halloween prank. It's more someone just being a dick and trying to fuck with people.
Yeah, it was a super creepy mask, though.
Interesting. Now I'm curious.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of Why Are You So Scared? Trick or Treat. Bye.
Bye.